Welcome to the intersection of personal and professional development. This is Audio Motivation. Hi, everybody. This is Andy O'Brien again from Audio Motivation. And today we are with someone who had joined us 11 years ago. And we're pleased to have him back on, Dr. Tony Alessandra. He's a streetwise, college-smart perspective on business, and having been raised in the housing projects of New York to eventually realize success as a graduate professor of marketing, internet entrepreneur, business author, and Hall of Fame keynote speaker. He's also a prolific author with 30 books. That's my wife. With 30 books translated into over 50 foreign language editions, including the newly revised best-selling The New Art of Managing People, Charisma, The Platinum Rule, Collaborative Selling, and Communicating at Work. Tony, it's...
Andy, you're telling them too much about me.
Yeah, I know. Well,
Let's get into the interview.
If I was going to go on, we'd take up the whole call, and I didn't want to do that. But I figured I would at least give folks a little teaser here. So thanks for coming on with us. How have you been?
I've been great. Loving life down here in San Diego, California. Beautiful weather, although it's hot today. It's going to be about 82 today, which for us is like Africa hot.
I was in San Diego back in February for the first time ever, and it's like perfect weather-wise.
Nirvana.
Really? It's yes. Gorgeous. So I have to thank you for doing this again after all these years. And one thing that really jumped out at me the last time we talked was the Platinum Rule. We had a great conversation about it back then, but that was like 11 years ago. So I'm just wondering, that was before Facebook and all the things with social media and so many other events have happened and evolved over the years. How has the Platinum Rule evolved since we talked last, way back in 2006?
Well, the Platinum Rule, the actual rule itself has not changed, which is do unto others as they would have you do unto them. That's sort of a twist to the Golden Rule, which says do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So the Platinum Rule is basically treat others the way they want and need to be treated. I would say that over the last 11 years, there's been so much more emphasis on the concept of diversity and how to be sensitive to the diverse aspects in the world today. So I think that the Platinum Rule has become more and more important because in today's environment, as opposed to many years ago, let's go even beyond 11 years ago, you know, where we typically married someone similar to us, you know, our household was similar, our friends were similar, even our workplace might have been similar. Today, there's so much diversity and disparity in who we live with, who we work with, who we socialize with, who we interact with, even in social media. So it's becoming ever more important to be aware of the differences in people and be sensitive to those differences. You know, it's like that age-old saying, Andy, when in Rome, do as the Romans.
That's so true. And those are great points. And I'm thinking, as you're talking about them, that in this era now of Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter, and people are interacting in more transparent ways. You know, they wear their hearts on their sleeve. And I think that can be a hindrance for a lot of business communication and relationships. How do you think all these societal changes have affected entrepreneurs in terms of their clients and customers and client acquisition? I mean, there's so many good things about it, but there's also some, some downfalls, right?
Yeah, there is. And I just think you never know who your audience is when you're communicating in the various social media. And the slightest thing can be taken the wrong way. An interesting situation, as many people know, is the use of, for instance, tweets by our current president of the United States, and how it rallies certain people and irritates other people, because many of the statements, the tweets are controversial. I just think as a business owner, you have to be very aware of what you say and do. For instance, I try to be as positive as possible in my social media communications, always being upbeat, giving suggestions and ideas for improvement. I stay away from religion, from politics. I make no statements about it, regardless of how I feel. I really stay away from it because it could, again, rally some people and turn off others. I'd rather just, you know, be sort of middle of the road and not even get involved in anything that's off color, political, religious, you name it, racial. I stay away from anything like that. I make it as non-judgmental as possible, but positive, positive.
That actually speaks to the platinum rule, doesn't it? I mean, you could apply the platinum rule to social media behavior, I would think.
Well, I think you can. Well, I think there's a much higher risk in social media for doing something wrong. Even if you're commenting on somebody's post, agreeing with somebody's post, disagreeing with somebody's post, what it does is it creates a position, and it will possibly turn some people off. So when I respond to any kind of post that's somebody else's post, I'm typically responding to something that is positive, not something that's negative, not something that's complaining. That's how I play it. Now, again, that may not be for everybody. You know, some people like to shake up things. Some people want to state their opinion and draw their line in the sand. That's fine. That's fine. But be aware that it can hurt business if you are a business person. I even tell my employees I can't control this. But I certainly, I've seen some of my employees post things that I thought could hurt their reputation. And of course, their reputation is the business reputation.
Right.
I don't want people posting conservative things. I don't want people posting liberal things. I don't want, I want them to stay away from religion and politics. I don't want any off-color humor. If they have a personal account that can't be traced back to my business, that's something else. But, I think it's so easy in today's environment. People are so incredibly sensitive, that the slightest thing can irritate people, whereas years ago it might not have. I just like to play it safe, but that's me.
Well, I think I think you're speaking for a lot of people out there, because I think a lot of friends have been lost, relationships have been hurt, sometimes forever, clients, new sales have been lost, revenue's been lost. I think you're right on target there with that. Now, as we look toward the future here, what do you see in terms of the trends, customer service? Like, if you looked in your crystal ball, thinking about what is coming up in the next 1 to 5 years, even in the future, for relationships in terms of the client customer vendor relationships? What do you see happening?
Well, let me just tell you what I see and what we're doing. There's no question that we are getting much, much more business through social media. We do a lot of posting, very positive posting, a lot of, you know, self-improvement, specific business suggestions. So we post, we do tweets, we do Facebook, we do LinkedIn, we do Instagram, but all positive, all improvement, you know, positive statements, quotes, you know, from famous people. That's kind of where we're going. There's no question that there's a lot of people saying that, you know, sort of a picture's worth a thousand words, you know, that old saying.
Right.
Video is much more powerful than print. If you're just going to do print with a photo or picture is more powerful than just print by itself, but video is more powerful. One of the things we're doing is our best customers. We are posting things about our best customers. We're putting photos. We're talking about great accomplishments that they are having, you know, to sort of tout them, to give them more visibility. That helps us. That helps them. It helps us. What else are we seeing?
If I can back up a second to video, you know, a lot of entrepreneurs that I've talked to, especially the one-person shows and all that, they're really hesitant. You know, they're shy or self-conscious, and you know, they really just need to see it as a money thing, really. I mean, you know, you're leaving money on the table if you aren't showing yourself on video, don't you think?
Oh, I strongly agree with that. But let me tell you, those people who are shy, those people who may not want to use video because maybe they don't know quite what to say. I mean, you can go online and search for, let's say, a teleprompter. A teleprompter is something where if you write the copy of what you want to say, you can actually have it scroll on your screen at whatever speed you want it to, so that you are organized and clear in terms of what you want to say. Typically, let's just say as a rule of thumb, 100 words, most people can speak 100 words in a minute. So if you want to do a 1 minute video, you can create your copy, your, let's say, your Word doc or whatever, of 100 words, use some sort of a teleprompter that runs on your screen or your phone, then run your camera, record it, and stop. That's it. That way you don't have to worry about, well, what, you know, how am I going to look? How am I going to sound? And just make sure you're shooting either, I would suggest from the shoulders up, so you don't have to worry that much about what you're wearing. Make sure that you're clean cut. You know, some people suggest you can do one of these easily, one of these a day, or post one a day. I mean, if you're on a roll, let's say that you're really feeling comfortable and you're on a roll, you can record 5, 6, 10 of these in a day. I mean, if we're only talking about 1 minute or 2 minutes, and you've scripted it and it's running on a teleprompter on your free teleprompter on your computer screen or your phone, you can do several of these in a day and then, you know, space them out that you're only posting one a day. But here you are stating some positive things that can help your employees, your customers, your prospects, or just people in general. So I would look into things like that. If you are comfortable ad-libbing, which a lot of people are, I think more people are not as comfortable ad-libbing as those who would love to have a script. If you're comfortable ad-libbing, just do it. You know, speak for a minute or so, play it back. If you like what you see, post it. If you don't, scrap it, try it again. So yeah, I would suggest to people to get more involved in video. Post some things like that. I like to script things, and the reason I like to script things, even though I am an extemporaneous sort of ad lib speaker, it really is different, speaking to a group of people where there's almost like an energy coming from the audience, as opposed to, just looking at a screen at home and wondering what you're going to say. I like to either record things either on my screen or, believe it or not, better yet, even in a studio, having a teleprompter. I'll go in a studio and record hours worth of material that can be used over, weeks or months at a time. So that's what I suggest.
And that has a really polished professional look to it too, which is nice. That goes a long way. I'll tell you, I was one of those people who was really hesitant for years, and video has been hot for a while now. But lately it's just a must, you have to have one. So finally I just said, oh, I'm just going to do it and see what happens. And it's that first one. Once you get past that first video, the rest just fall into place. And when you mentioned doing like 10 in a day, that's what happened to me. I banged out 10 in an hour and a half, and it felt so good. And we are our own worst critics. And if you can get past things like that, then it can really take you places. So,
absolutely.
Now, what do you have going on, Tony? Because I'd love to send people to something that that can help them, something of yours.
Yeah. So just a little bit of background. For many, many years, I would say 25 to 30 years, I was a full-time keynote speaker, doing about 100 average, about 100 paid speeches a year all over the world. But travel really got to me. I'm somewhere between 12 and 13 million frequent flyer miles on American. And it really, it just kind of burned me out. So in 2000, I decided to spin off my entire speaking staff. I created had them create a new business called speakersoffice.com. My main employee, Holly Catchpole, who had been with me at the time for 17 years, I said, this is going to be your business. And she has really grown it and done incredible things with it. But what I did in 2000 is I took what was a fixed overhead, spun it off, and made it a variable overhead. So instead of paying salaries, et cetera, and rent and all that, I was now paying percentages based on speeches and product, et cetera, that they did. But what I then did is I took the money I was earning, and I started building another business, an online assessment business, assessments like the DISC assessment, the Hartman Value Profile, emotional intelligence, learning styles, et cetera, and built that business, which is a business I could run from home. I didn't have to travel. And it's a business that conceivably I could build and sell. So I started that in 2000. Here we are 17 years later. I now have 10 full-time employees in this company. It has grown much bigger than my best single year in speaking, earnings. I don't travel as much anymore. I travel as much as I want to. I never have to give a speech to earn money. I just do it depending on the audience and where it's going to be, et cetera. It's just been a really big shift in my career. I still speak, but probably only about 10 times a year, at least paid speeches, but focus mostly on this business. It's assessments24x7.com. We call it assessments 24x7. Assessments, which is plural, assessments 24x7.com. And there's where we have a lot of assessments that are used by mostly coaches, training companies, and corporations, even HR departments, for personal development, for leadership development, for sales, improvement, for team building, and the biggest growth area for us right now is selection, hiring and selection. So that's kind of what we're focusing on right now. And it's really been a great move on my part. I mean, for me personally, physically, and even financially.
Phenomenal, Tony. I mean, you've what a career. I mean, it's just really inspiring. Yeah, I mean, just to see where you started and where you are now. I'm sure the people listening to this can gain some much needed momentum in their own careers, knowing, you know, how far you've come and where you are. So I really appreciate you taking the time to do this, because I think you've...
My pleasure. Anytime for you, Andy.
Well, thanks, Tony. And I will be making sure people head over there. So thanks again, and enjoy the rest of 2017 and beyond.
I will do that. And the same to you and to your listeners.
Thanks for listening to Audio Motivation. Join us in our membership community for even more in-depth interviews, transcripts, and bonus gifts, all designed to keep you motivated and inspired.